Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
The reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, verses 38 and 39.
Pratishuttam cha bhavata
Pratishuttam cha bhavata
Panchayashin bhato mama
Panchayashin bhato mama
Aharishe shirastasya
Aharishe shirastasya
Yaste manini putraha
Yaste manini putraha
Pratishuttam cha bhavata
Pratishuttam cha bhavata
Panchaya Shimbato Mama
Panchaya Shimbato Mama
Aharishe Shirastasya
Aharishe Shirastasya
Yaste Manini Putraha
Yaste Manini Putraha
Pratishutam Chabhavata
Pratishutam Chabhavata
Panchaya Shimbato Mama
Panchaya Shimbato Mama
Aharishe Shirastasya
Aharishe Shirastasya
Yaste Manini Putraha
Yaste Manini Putraha
Chan
Pratishuttam cha bhavata
Panchaya Shimbato Mama Aharishe Shirastasya Yaste manini putraha
Pratishuttam cha bhavata
Pratishuttam cha bhavata
Panchaya shimbato mama
Panchaya shimbato mama
Aharishe shirastasya
Aharishe shirastasya
Yaste manini putraha
Yaste manini putraha
Pratishuttam cha bhavata
Pratishuttam,
it is promised.
Cha,
and
Bhavata, by you, Panchayai, unto the daughter of the king of Panchala, Jopati. Shinratam,
which was heard,
Mama, by me person, Harishe, must I bring, Shira, the head. Tasya of him. Yaha, whom? Te, your. Manini, consider. Putraha, killer of your sons. Translation. Furthermore, I have personally heard you promise Jopati that you would bring forth the head of the killer of her sons. Text 39. Tat avsavad yatam papa aptataya mabanduha partusha vipiyam vira kritavan kulapam sana. This man is an assassin and murderer of your own family members. Not only that, but he is also dissatisfied with his master. He is but the burnt remnants of his family. Kill him immediately. Purport. The son of Dronacharya is condemned here as the burnt remnants of his family.
The good name of Dronacharya is very much respected. Although he joined the enemy camp, the Pandavas held him always in respect, and Arjuna saluted him before beginning the fight. There was nothing wrong in that way, but the son of Dronacharya degraded himself by committing acts which were never done by the Dvijas, or the twice-born higher castes. Ashvatthama, the son of Dronacharya, committed murder by killing the five sleeping sons of Draupadi, by which he dissatisfied his master, Duryodhana, who never approved of the heinous act of killing the five sleeping sons of the Pandavas. This means that Ashvatthama became an assaulter of Arjuna's own family members, and thus he was liable to be punished by him. In the Shastras, he who attacks without notice or kills from behind or sets fire to another's house or kidnaps one's wife is condemned to death. Krishna reminded Arjuna of these facts so that he might take notice of them and do the needful. Mukam karati vachalam vangam langhate kriya kripantamaham bande si gurum dinatarinam Om agyana timirandasya gananchara sharakaya chakshu miritam yena tasamai si gurave namaha. So here Ashvatthama is called Dvijabandhu. He's not a Brahmin. He's a friend of a Brahmin, because he's breaking the codes of the Varnashram Dharma. He's born in a Brahmana family. As a Brahmana, he should be nonviolent, forgiving. But although he's born in a Brahmana family, he's acting as a Kshatriya. But even acting as a Kshatriya, he's breaking the rules. He should not kill sleeping children. So Krishna did not consider him a Brahmin, and he wanted to punish him. Brahmanas should not be killed, but Ashvatthama was not behaving as a Brahmana. So Krishna said, kill him. So I'd like to discuss a bit about Varnashram today, the positive side. What is actually Varnashram, how it's based on the culture of respect and love and cooperation, and how the members of Varnashram acted in cooperation to uplift the society. And so in Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning, in first canto, second chapter, it's described Sangsidhya Hari Toshanam, that the purpose of Varnashram is to please the Supreme Lord. Hari, Hari Toshanam. This is the purpose of Varnashram. And so Srila Prabhupada, he did not teach us Varnashram exactly in the beginning. When we joined the temple, it was grihasthas, brahmacharis, all together in the temple. We all had to give up everything. Doesn't matter if what you were, brahmachari, grihastha. We had to give up everything and live in the temple together. But we sacrificed out of love for Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada explains there's four principles: dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And for the vaishyas, for the grihasthas, artha, to economic development, is important. But what it means also is that they must maintain the other three ashramas by giving in charity. All four ashramas must engage in charity, as Gita says in 18th chapter. Yagyadana tapakarma natyajan karyame vatat yagyadanam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls. So Brahmanas, they give knowledge. Brahmana Grihastha should be satisfied with the life of begging and accepting whatever comes. They're learned scholars. They teach others to be scholars. They worship the Lord. They teach others how to worship the Lord. And the Kshatriya Grihasthas, they give land to the Vaishyas, and they give protection also. The Vaishya Grihasthas give their wealth and products and maintain the other three ashrams. And the Shudras give their labor. And so, unfortunately, in modern age, we have kind of a natural, there are people that fall into these different categories, but unfortunately, the purpose is not to please Hari. It is Prabhupada calls it Ugra Karma. And in one purport, Prabhupada says this Ugra Karma is the cause of agitation within the human mind. And he said that factory is another word for hell. And now we have so many factories. And so hell is, not, you don't have to wait till after you die. It's already here if you work in a factory. Now, I've heard so many things like these people who kill the who pack the chickens in the factory, they're not allowed to go to the bathroom the whole day, practically. It's really just disgusting. One of our devotees used to work in a factory, and he's no longer with us. His name is Bhajahari, before he became a devotee. And he told Srila Prabhupada that, you know, I was working in the steel factory overnight, and I almost had a nervous breakdown. So Prabhupada said, yes. That's because in your last life you were all brahmanas, and now we're here again together. So you cannot work in a factory. It is not your nature. So Prabhupada wanted this daiva varnashram based on cooperation. This? Okay. Okay, got it. Now it's good? All right. All right, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we're on a theme today that was actually dear to His Holiness Bhakti Charamaraj, cooperation, love, respect, and how that was practiced in the society previously, the Varnashram society. And so in fourth canto, there's the example of Prithu Maharaj. He was a king, and he trained his citizens in Varnashram. He said, for the welfare of your king after his death, you should do your duties in Varnashram. And always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your hearts. By doing so, you'll protect your own interests and you'll bestow mercy upon your king for his welfare after death. Now, who cares about the king? Who cares about the president? I don't know if anybody cares about the president of our country. But here he's telling his citizens, out of love for me. They loved him. He loved them. They loved him. It was mutual. And this was the Daiva Varnashram society. And he was instructing them, do your duties out of love for me. And give me mercy. So after my death, I won't suffer. And so Srila Prabhupada explains that without Krishna consciousness, Varnashram is useless. It is a waste of time. Shama eva hi kevalam. And a responsible government will teach Krishna consciousness. So a summary is given in Bhagavad Gita. Yakaroshi arashnashi ajuhosi dadasiya. Yatapashasi kontiyata gurusha marapanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give in charity, whatever penances you undergo, should be done in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Lord. So if everyone is taught this, then although there is karma that's supposed to come to everyone, they won't be protected by Krishna, as he says in Bhagavad Gita. I will protect you from all your sinful reactions. And so the Varnas and the Ashrams were interdependent. The citizens depended for protection and instruction. The king was not simply fighting and taking a big salary, but he was instructing. He was giving spiritual instruction to the citizens. Now the difference between the Daiva Varnashram and the Asurik Varnashram was its connection to Krishna. The Asurik Varnashram had no connection to Krishna, and the Daiva Varnashram has connection. The Brahmanas, at the beginning of creation, the Brahmanas are the head, the Kshatriyas the arms, Vaishyas the belly, and Shudras the legs. So just like the arms depend on the eyes and the brain, so the Kshatriyas depend on the Brahmanas for vision. So Prithu Maharaj, if you go to the fourth canto, he begs blessings from the Brahmanas. We'll see that also. Yudhisthira, Parikshit, they were all taking advice from the Brahmanas. So with the eyes, we can see. If someone attacks us and we're blind, how can we protect ourselves? How will the legs see where to go without vision? So the Brahmanas, they guide the society. The Kshatriyas, they protect the citizens from danger and give employment in Varnashram. I think there is a problem in America now with unemployment, especially with this virus and so many people on food stamps. And Srila Prabhupada was talking to Rameshwar Prabhu said that actually Srila Prabhupada said that the how our country, America, will be brought down is by unemployment. And you can see the riots and so many things are happening when people have no job and have nothing to do. So the purpose of the Surik Varnashram is just to elevate certain classes of people. Purpose of Daiva Varnashram is for everyone to go back to home, back to Godhead. And it's supposed to be led by the Brahmanas. So if the Kshatriya just takes taxes and neglects the rest of the body, then he will suffer. He will get 1/6 of the karma of all the citizens, the bad karma. So Srila Prabhupada gives the example, like the hands going on strike. We're not going to feed the mouth anymore. We're not going to feed the stomach. We're going to enjoy the food ourselves. So the hands try to enjoy the food, but the body suffers. And so if the Kshatriyas try to enjoy without feeding the Brahmanas, feeding the society, and the whole society will suffer. So cooperation was very, very important. And you may be interested to know that in Yudhishthira's rule, when he was the king, not only the citizens cooperated. There is a verse here in 1st Canto, chapter 10, verse 5. The rivers, oceans, hills, mountains, forests, creepers, and active drugs cooperated in every season, paid their tax quota to the king. So even the trees paid tax, even the hills, even the oceans. They all paid tax to the king in their season. They all cooperated because everything in this universe is a part of the universal form. When one part is not cooperating, then the whole body suffers. And we get disease like that. We feel that in our body. We're a small sample of the universe. If one problem is there, if our toe is swollen and inflamed, then the whole body suffers, even though it's doing one small part. And so just like we have different cells in our body, and if they are healthy, then our body will be happy, healthy. So we are all like cells in the universal form, all of us. We're like little cells. And not only us, the trees, the creepers, the blades of grass, they're all like cells in the body. And when there's a Krishna conscious king, then everybody cooperates and is happy. So all the Varnas had their service to Krishna. And not only that, they would appreciate each other with respect. Srila Prabhupada explained that they had different terms of respect to greet each other. Like a Brahmana, they would call him, "Oh, Pandit Maharaj." Kshatriya was called Thakur Sahib. A merchant was called Sesji. And a Shudra was called Chaudhari, which means leader. So that's how they used to address the people in the proper Varnashram society. Now it's, of course, all gone, pretty much. And so we have examples from the Shastra how you should greet the different orders of life. Like Maharaj Dasharath, father of Ram, received one sage, Vishwamitra. And he said to him, "Ahishta yat tat punarjama jayaya. How are you doing in your endeavor to conquer the repetition of birth and death? How are you doing in going home back to Godhead?" So he asked him that. And so Prabhupada said, a Brahmana does not go to construct a big, big house. He simply constructs his character. And the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they say, "Oh, please come here and sit down." So Srila Prabhupada said, if you can't be a Brahman, be a Kshatriya. If you can't be a Kshatriya, be a Vaishya. Otherwise, remain a Sudra. But there should be Brahmanas in society, and that's what Prabhupada saw lacking when he came to the West, that there are no Brahmanas. So he wanted to create a society of Brahmanas. Now, if you meet a Kshatriya, a real one, how should you greet him? Bhagavatam tells us, when Angira came to King Chitraketu in 6th Canto, 14th chapter, he said, "I hope your body, your mind, and your royal associates and paraphernalia are well. Because the king is protected by seven elements, his guru, his ministers, his kingdom, his fort, his treasury, his royal order, and his friends. So how's your defense? How is everything?" And how do you greet a Vaishya? Vasudeva met Nanda Maharaj. And what did Vasudeva say? Please tell me about the welfare of Vrindavan. You have many animals. Are they happy? How's your cows? How's your cows doing? Do they get enough grass and water? Please let me know whether the place we are living is undisturbed and peaceful. So Vasudeva wanted to give protection to Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda had to give protection to the cows. So in Krishna book, Prabhupada said the cows are as important as the citizens. Just as a human citizen should be given protection, the cows should also. So if you meet a Shudra, how are you? Because the self is the most important for the Shudra, the body, the mind. So Prabhupada used to call Pradyumna, his Sanskrit editor, he used to call him Panditji. The Shudakirti was telling that sometimes when he was first with Prabhupada, he rang his bell and Shudakirti said, I entered the room, and he would ask, where is Panditji? So after several months, his Sanskrit editor was not always readily available. So Prabhupada would then call me to his room and say, where is Banditji? Where is the bandit? So we need to greet a devotee. How's your japa? How's your preaching? I know I had one friend who's a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami, and the Jayapataka Maharaj would ask the disciple, how's your preaching? Preaching is the most important for His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. And Radhanath Swami, if you ask him, he says, better than I deserve. Better than I deserve. And so these are the mentality of the devotees. And so everybody needs the arms, the eyes, the mouth. They need all these parts of the body. So in society, we need all of these also. So just like Prithu is depending on his citizens to go back to Godhead, Srila Prabhupada also wrote in Bhagavatam 1 Purport that he's depending on his disciples. Just like when Dhruva Maharaj took his mother back to Godhead, and Prabhupada wrote in the purport, the Krishna consciousness movement is spreading now all over the world, and sometimes I think, even though I am crippled in many ways, if one of my disciples becomes as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he will be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka. And so all the varnas, all the ashrams were interdependent. If we serve in society with whatever talents we have, then we can make progress. So the duty, the daiva purpose of daiva varnasham is to elevate everyone to the topmost position. And the asuric varnasham says, no, it's fixed, it's according to your birth, you can't change. So when we first came to India, the caste brahmanas, they were actually appreciating us. They said, oh, how nice puja you're doing. Your next life, you can take birth as a brahmana. So Prabhupada told us, you tell them, how nice puja you are doing. Next life, you can take birth in ISKCON. So, we didn't do that, but he just, we didn't tell them. But Prabhupada said that. So the problem in India was the brahmanas were keeping the other classes down, and that's the material world. Just like if you want to be on top, then you have to put others down. That's the material world. Like when Srila Prabhupada went to Japan to Dainippon printing press, he met one of the executives, and the executives had a stack of calling cards, and his was on the bottom. So Prabhupada asked, so what's your goal in life? And he took his calling card from the bottom and put it on the top. That's my goal in life. And so, yeah, this is Varnasham. Was the ones who are higher would pick up the ones who are lower and help them. When I was living in India, I used to drive a moped. And the person who used to take care of my moped, service it, had a Brahmin thread. He was a Brahmin. But he was covered with grease from head to toe. And they would call him Panditji. Please fix my motorcycle. Please fix my moped. So it's not exactly being followed now in India. this Varnashram system. So the result of the materialistic Varnashram is injustice, exploitation, suffering. And of course, those who are trying to impose this on others, they will suffer as well. So the duty of the king is to uphold dharma. What is dharma? This is the laws given by God, according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Not only is dharma the laws given by God, there are four pillars of dharma, pillars of religion, cleanliness, mercy, austerity, and truthfulness. This is according to First Canto, Chapter 17. But if you go to Third Canto, the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma also created these four pillars, and they're a little different from the four pillars you see in the First Canto. Here we have in Third Canto, education for the instead of cleanliness, education, charity, penance, and truth, instead of cleanliness, mercy, austerity, and truthfulness. So, and very interesting verse, 3:12:41, it says that these four, education, charity, penance, and truth, four legs of religion, correspond to brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Brahmacharya life is meant for education. And in the first canto, I guess it would be for cleanliness. And the grihasthas, for sense gratification with a charitable disposition. So dana or daya, mercy in the first canto, and charity in the third canto. And the vanaprasthas are meant for austerity, and the sannyasis for truthfulness, for preaching the truth. So Prabhupada wanted that, daivi varnashram. So how do you know where you belong? We go to the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, guna karma vibhagashaha. So sometimes it is said in Bhagavatam that if you take a salary, that means you're a Shudra. But when Prabhupada was here, there were devotees who were working outside, and Prabhupada did not consider them Shudras. He wrote a letter to Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Gopal Krishna, he was then a Prabhu, he was working outside, he had a job, he had a salary. And he asked Prabhupada, does this mean I'm a Shudra? And so Prabhupada said, devotee, Vaishnava, is never a Shudra. You are working for Krishna. Because you are working for Krishna, you are transcendental. You are not a Shudra. And so that's very interesting how Prabhupada applied that, when he was here, that a devotee is not a Shudra. Vaishnava is above Shudra. And so again, there's a story Prabhupada told of Satyakama Jabala. He approached Gautama Muni and he asked for initiation, make me your disciple. Gautama Muni asked, who's your father? He said, I don't know who's my father. He said, okay, go ask your mother. So he went home, asked his mother. He went back, he said, the mother said, I don't know who is your father. He was a prostitute. So he went and he told Gautama Muni, I don't know who is my father. My mother doesn't know either. So Gautama said, you're a Brahmin because you're telling the truth. Nobody would say they don't know who is their father. And so truthfulness is the qualification of a Brahmana. And we did have this, I think I told this before, maybe last year in a class about Haridas in Bombay, that he was in jail and he got it back to Godhead magazine and he saw the watch in Prabhupada's hand and he wanted to steal that watch. And so he joined the temple. He wanted to meet Prabhupada. They said, oh, he's in South India. He went to South India. He met Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada, but when he saw Prabhupada, he was transformed. And Prabhupada took off his watch, said, you want my watch? And he said, no, I don't. But Prabhupada forced him. And then Prabhupada wanted to give him all opulence, so he said, I'm sending you to the West. I want to send you to the West. So, he was sending him, but the problem was he couldn't get his passport. Prabhupada said, why you're not going? He said, I can't get my passport, because I don't know who is my father. And so Prabhupada said, show me your passport. And he took the passport and he signed on the father's name, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. No, Prabhupada was his father. And so Prabhupada was having a conversation with a professor in Paris. And he told this professor, we are creating brahmanas in the Western countries. And the professor said, don't you think that is against the Dharma Shastras? And Prabhupada said, no, if the symptoms of a brahman are found in a Shudra, he should be accepted as a brahman. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Bharata Bhumi Te Hoyala Manushya Jama Jara Jama Shata Kodi 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 Pakar. We are raising them to spiritual consciousness. When Lord Chaitanya was here, the brahmanas complained against him. And they said, according to Hindu scripture, God's name is the most powerful hymn. If everyone hears the chanting, the potency of the hymn will be lost. And so Prabhupada said, these are Pashandis. They're so fallen, falsely proud, having taken birth in Brahmin families. They think instead of delivering the fallen souls, the holy name becomes impotent when constantly chanted by lower class men. And so in Antya Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, to vanquish the false pride of so-called renunciates and learned scholars, Lord Chaitanya spreads real religious principles even through a Shudra, fourth class man. So that was Ramananda Roy. He preached devotional service, ecstatic love through Ramananda Roy, a grihastha born in a low family. And he himself, the exalted Brahmana sannyasi and Pradyumna Risha, both became the hearers of Ramananda Roy. Glories of the holy name of the Lord were preached through Haridas Thakur, born in a Muslim family. So Prabhupada says, to inundate the three worlds with nectar is the purpose of the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. And now that same mercy is overflooding the entire world through the Krishna conscious movement, which is non-different from the pastimes performed by Lord Chaitanya when he was personally present. So now Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are still going on in our Krishna consciousness movement. So by chanting Hare Krishna, chanting dissolves the subtle body. There is a verse, fifth canto, first chapter, verse 35. A devotee who has taken shelter of the dust from lotus feet of the Lord can transcend the influence of the six material whips, hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age, and death. And he can conquer the mind and five senses. However, this is not very wonderful for a pure devotee of the Lord, because even a person beyond the jurisdiction of the four castes and untouchable is immediately relieved of bondage to material existence if he utters the holy name even once. So Prabhupada said, sometimes caste brahmanas argue, unless you change your body, you can't be accepted as a brahman. Because this body you have is the result of your past actions. So if you were a brahman acting as a brahman past life, you would get a brahman body. And without this body, you cannot be accepted as a brahman. But in this verse it says, even a fifth class untouchable is freed if he utters the holy name even once. So Prabhupada explains what is going on when we chant Hare Krishna. If we're initiated by a pure devotee, the body changes as we follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Prabhupada says, although one cannot see how his body has changed, we must accept on the grounds of shastras, he changes his body. This verse, Sajahati Bandham, he gives up his material bondage. When we chant the holy name, Prabhupada says, this immediately changes the subtle body. And because the subtle body changes, we're free from material bondage. So Shuddha Kirti says in LA, Prabhupada was saying, if it were not for the chanting of Maha Mantra, you boys and girls could not do anything. In the West, you use so many drugs, you cannot accomplish anything. Chanting Hare Krishna has enabled you to get all these temples and devotees. Simply Krishna's mercy and the chanting. So keep on chanting. So we each have, everybody's important. The cooks are important, the cleaners are important, the pujari is important. Everybody's service is important. And we all have a special, unique relationship with Krishna, service that only we can do for Krishna. Bhagavatam in 14th chapter of Canto 10, it is said, you may count, one may count the snowflakes, one may count the atoms in the earth, one may count the molecules of sunshine, but you will not be able to count the qualities of Krishna. And in the purport, Prabhupada quotes Sanatana Goswami as saying, Krishna has a special quality to attract each and every one of us. So, in a lecture on the verse, Guna Karma Vipaka Chaturvani Mayashistam, that is 4:13, Lord Chaitanya says the same thing, Krishna says the same thing, they're not stressing on birth. Birth is no consideration. Nobody is responsible for his birth. He has to advance his life in Krishna consciousness. If I want to enter the kingdom of God, want to be Krishna conscious, there's no impediment. It doesn't depend on any material condition. So, Srila Prabhupada said this verse from Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvanya Maya Shistam, is a chance given that you can become a Brahmana. You can become a great devotee of Lord Krishna. And you can become the spiritual master of the entire world. And that is Prabhupada's mercy. Although we are lowborn, he empowered us to cooperate together, to preach. So I'll stop here. And if there's any questions or comments, you can ask at this point. Yes, Shishi Prabhu.
What were the, you said there are seven friends that protect the
Kshatriya? What?
Seven
I couldn't hear that.
Friends that protect the Kshatriya?
I can't hear you.
You mentioned seven friends that
protect. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was from a verse in Bhagavatam. I can go back and find it for you. Seven friends. That I'll tell you the verse. It is in 6th canto, 14th chapter. Shudras. Here, 6:14-17. Angira Muni is speaking to Chitaketu. A king is always protected by seven elements. His instructor, his ministers, his kingdom, his fort, his treasury, his royal order, and his friends. 6:14-17. It's in the verse.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody else has a question? Yes, Shishi Prabhu.
You mentioned that Krishna has a special quality for each of us.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that, if you can look it up in 10:14-7. It's a commentary by Sanatana Goswami quoted by Prabhupada in the purport.
That's amazing. For each living entity.
Yes, for each living entity, there's something special that attracts us to Krishna. Yes, that purport really struck me. Yeah. Yes, Madhumati, before you go out the door.
I think Radha Govinda Maharaj, one of his classes, I heard that Krishna comes in each living entity, each form, like, you know, a fish form or...
Right.
Every living entity to give special mercy to that particular kind of living entity. I've heard him saying that. Do you know if there is anything in that?
Well, there is a verse in 3rd canto in the prayers of Brahma which says that it's not exactly the same as that, but there is a verse in 3rd canto, prayers of Lord Brahma, that says, according to who we worship, the Lord will appear in that form in our heart. So according to our Ishtadev, the Lord appears in our heart as that form. But I have also heard, I believe there is a purport somewhere in First Canto about the incarnations, that he does appear in all the species.
That's what I was saying, species, yeah.
Yeah, he appears in all species of life. But what that means is not simply the Lord, but also his devotees. You know, like Hanuman, he appeared in the monkeys species. So it includes his Shaktivesh avatars. Not just Matsya, but it's also pure devotee, the devotees in that species. You know, the squirrel or spider who helped Ram must have been one of those pure devotees, Shaktivesh.
Said it wasn't like an expression of his kindness, his merciful nature, that he's willing to come in any species so as to deliver that species.
Right, right. Yeah, I have heard in some purport that he does appear in the different species. And examples are given. Actually, Gajendra was given as an example, Hanuman, and Garuda. Yes.
Ishtadev
means the deity whom you worship. Are you attached to worshiping Krishna Balaram, Radhesham, Gornitai, Jagannath? Of course it does. Your personal deity is your Ishtadev also. Yeah, who you worship. Yeah, so Giriraj can come to you. Yeah, your Ishtadev. Ishtadev can mean, it means who you worship, actually. Okay? Any other questions? Jaya, Lord, Ishtadev, Hare Krishna.